Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Wagner reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bryan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bryan. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brian strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance strikes out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chance moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for Orlando Pena. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. Chance strikes out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. 2 outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Westock. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to third. Green moves to second. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Jim Gentile. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 4 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.